Broadcast listeners, Al, and keep in mind, we're given this 2 weeks. If it doesn't work out over a period of 2 weeks, I'll gladly leave because it can't be supported. And so it's your responsibility to support it. That's all there is to it, listeners. You have to support my shortwave to be on. And to be heard far and wide, you know, that's the key to this. You know, I have a lot of wisdom, I have a lot of knowledge. Listeners, when I was doing my motorcycle thing in the desert in California and Baja, I was practicing being a talk show host when I was driving for hours to get to our destination of where we were going to do our off-road thing. I was talking to my friends next to me, talking about the world situation, the situation of Vietnam and all, and the POWs and da-da-da-da-da. I remember so well, I was practicing to be a talk show host back then in 1972, 71, 70, 73, 74. What were you thinking about back then? Well, this is what I'm designed to do right now. This is what I'm designed to do. I've made a lot of decisions and mistakes in the past, but I'm back, and we're going to do this right, but we need the support to make this my broadcast continue here on RBN. And so there's the direction. 1015 South May Street, Suite 100, or 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We give it 2 weeks. If the $3,500 isn't taken care of by then for shortwave, We part friends. That's all I ask, is that we part friends, the network and myself. That's all I ask, listeners. So, okay, the concentration camp program. I'm sorry we missed Jay. Evidently, Jay was finished with his direction. But great call, and I'm glad he appreciates what I'm doing. And I see here President indicted from the American Free Press, grand jury digging deep into Bush crimes. And certainly, the Bush family need truth serum to the American people. They need live broadcast of government representatives of our system, former presidents. President Clinton needs truth serum. That's what we need. We need these people to have truth serum to spill the truth to the American people. Those on the inside have to get it done. We are very powerless about making a difference on the inside. Those that are getting their paychecks to implement directions. Here I see Chinese communists experience massive defection from ranks. And there's the key. The militaries of other countries have to fight it off. Have to know what they're a part of. And they do, many of them. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Maryland, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, great show. I really enjoy your show, and I really find it enlightening when you talk about Agenda 21. There's only one other person I know that talks about it as much as you, or almost as much as you, and that's Gary Brownfield.
Yes.
He does an excellent job of enumerating it. He would make a good guest.
Keep your thoughts in place, Mike. We'll continue on the other side.
Okay, sure.
And I've never heard a bad word about Gary Brownfield.
Oh, no. No, he's great.
Agenda 21 is the problem, people. It's the agenda for the 21st century. It's everyone's problem. We'll be back with Mike and Carl and your calls. Stay with us.
Set us free.
welcome back to the broadcast. We have Mike with us, but listen to this, people. According to a report published Monday by the Washington Post, the Pentagon has developed its first ever war plans for operations within the continental United States, in which terrorist attacks would be used as the justification for imposing martial law on cities, regions, or the entire country. Where does this come from? The World Socialist website, published by the International Committee of the Fourth International. What do you think that is, listeners? Communism at its greatest, reporting the situations in America. The Hegelian dialectic unveiling itself right in front of your eyes on our website, AmericanExpose.com, run by Dennis and Darren, or Darren and Dennis. Dennis the Menace. People, it's time to get active in supporting this direction that I do. And it's your responsibility, not mine. I'm here for you. And our country have been for a long time, people. I just haven't been heard for a long time. So we've got the opportunity to make it happen. The pledge line is open. 800-724-2719. The address to support the network and my show, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. There's no denying most of you think I have the best show on the air. And I'm not bragging about it. I've just been doing this all my life. I've been concerned about our country my entire life. My grades in school suffered. My football performance suffered. My whole life suffered because of all this. I'm reading The Naked Communist when I should have been reading social studies in high school. And the POW thing, people. That just tore me from limb to limb, and it tears me now. The abandonment of our prisoners of war. Okay, back to Mike. Mike, sorry for the wait.
Oh, no, that's okay. Are you saying that if $3,500 isn't coughed up, RBN is going off the air?
I don't think so. No, if $35 isn't coughed up for my show,
oh, I see.
I'm going to have to drop because I'm not going to do satellite and internet only.
Oh, okay.
I want to be heard by the shortwave listeners, and,
yeah.
And if it does not work, then I'll gladly sign off.
Yeah, okay.
Because they can't handle the burden. No one can handle the burden. I've done research into networks. I know what it takes to run a network. I've seen a few of them come and go over 9 years, and I know it's all about funding, and it's all about sponsorship. And, you know, it's been suggested to me that I make a video. Yes, I could make a video, but the way I want to make a video, I need an editing department to edit the documentation that goes along with the video. I'm just not going to sit there, and you're going to look at my mug and a handful of files that I haven't read to you. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to show you the actual documentation to put it all into place. And then you've got to find the money to do that. You have to find the money to make the slick, which is the cover. You know, there's no money here.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Well, did you say earlier that Bush said we're headed for economic collapse, or Pravda said that? I had trouble getting
that was
signal.
That was reported by Pravda. Are you on the internet?
No, I was listening to you on the radio. But
you don't have the ability to internet?
I'm going to try to buy me a computer next month or two.
Okay. I'm sorry for your dilemma. It's on my website, and it was from Pravda, yes.
So Pravda is saying, well, that's pretty obvious, anybody that's got any discernment. But
yes.
Let me ask you a question. I hear several theories. Do you think the worst-case scenario, if we do turn into a totalitarian state, do you think we'll be invaded by foreign troops, or do you think our government will simply roll out the red carpet for foreign troops under some kind of pretext, or do you think we'll just slowly glide through a series of mishaps and laws and patriot acts?
Well, I look at
we'll just glide into a police state like the.
Well, here's the point. I mean, certainly I put Hans on for a purpose, and I think very highly of that gentleman.
Oh, he's great.
I see here, U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. We're being surrounded. We're being fed the feeling of war again. It's a regurgitatory feeling that we're receiving about our sons and daughters coming back and fathers dead in coffins. And every city in the state that you're a part of has their newspaper, which reports the dead coming back and the funerals that are that forthcome after that, we're being indoctrinated into capitulating in preference to engaging in nuclear war, in my opinion. And with these products made in communist China, with slave labor being driven by that, and the products coming back here in sea crate containers, mostly uninspected, 99% of them are uninspected. Customs reported some years ago that only 2% are inspected. Well, customs officials said not even 2% are inspected. So it could very well be that pre-deployment has been going on for 10 years and more. And I'm not saying that's the case.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's the case at all, but the infiltration into our federal government over the years could pretext that to happen.
Sure.
Do I know what's going to happen next? I do not, but I do know that we should be very uneasy and very uncomfortable. We should be working to wake up our country. We should be, you know, if we want to do a militia action, well, how can you do this when you don't have any organization? And you have you have infiltration to destroy that action. And certainly in the U.S. Code, it's a legitimate action. It's not the National Guard. It's in the U.S. Code. So we have a duty to defend our country from without and within.
Sure.
I don't know how it can be done because there's no organization.
Yeah, no. Everybody's scattered. You're right.
And the point is, those on the inside have to know what they're a part of, and they have history to learn by. They have the last 20th century smokescreen to learn by to know where we're going in the 21st century to say, no, we shouldn't be participating in this. We need to coin our own money. We need to regain our constitutional republic, and we need to form a structure of constitutionalists to root out the rodents in our government. And we don't want to elect more lawyers into government. We want common folk to be government today. We want common man to be government today. And that's the way I look at it, Mike.
Yeah, sure.
But to predict what's going to happen, unconditional surrender is what I think is going to happen.
Well, just
an ultimatum will be given to us. Because our military is all over the world, and we have this, it's already been reported that shooting is going on at the border. I predicted that long ago, and that's because of human rights treaties. Everyone has his own right to live in his country, move to his country, change his nationality if he wants. That comes from the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Nobody talks about this. Proposition 187 was overturned by the vote of the American people in California. We voted no medical benefits for illegal aliens in 1994. It passed. Judge Mariana Fowler overturned it.
The communist judge, yeah.
Well, she's just doing her international law deal.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know. It's an uphill struggle.
It is.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your call. So you need to support this broadcast. You need to support the network. But if you revere what I'm doing, you need to support me and let them know that you're supporting me. Otherwise, at the end of the month, we'll gladly part company. There's going to be no bitterness, no anger. It just didn't work. And you have to realize that. So that address is 1015 South Mays Street. I'm sorry to give it out all the time, but it's a necessary thing at this point. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The pledge line is once again, well, let's just deal with this number. 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719, the number to call, 800-313-9443. Let's move to Carl in Oklahoma. Thank you for waiting, Carl.
You're welcome, Chris. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have several comments to make, and I would like to read you a quote from a book called Pacific Shift by William Irwin Thompson. It's a short quote here. But because human beings have minds, the reality for us is not matter, but information. And so the warfare state need not be constant destruction, but simply the idea of destruction. Actual wars could threaten the warfare system. Humans want just enough allusions to war to keep the society of warfare going. Actual thermonuclear war would threaten the whole global system of military integration and communication. So that's part of what's taking place, is a massive amount of disinformation to keep the herds afraid and not knowing what to do and mixed up. Also,
yeah.
On this stuff that's going on down there in Texas at Crawford with President Bush, that is controlled diversion by the status quo and the people, the powers that be.
You think so?
Oh, certainly it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'll look behind the scenes, you'll perhaps understand that.
Well, I do know this Gold Star Families for Peace, they're using all the satanic symbolism from the past.
Oh, certainly
it is. The peace symbol.
Satan and Lucifer figure heavily in everything that's taking place and has now through history.
Mm-hmm.
Could I suggest a guest for you to have on your program?
Sure.
And could I ask you to call this man?
Yeah, if you leave the phone number at the board.
I sure will.
Okay.
His name is Michael B. Clark, and I'll leave the number with the board.
Okay.
And I would like to give you three ISBN numbers for books, if you can locate them. Please, please take the time to study them, and they will help enlighten you as to the true history of the wars and of the governments and the control that they've had on the people down through history.
Okay, Carl, we'll do that on the other side of the commercial pause for the Free Enterprise Cause.
I'll hold on.
All right. Stay with us, listeners. Carl will give directions for us, and we'll continue with Carl and your phone calls. Keep in mind the business and sustainable development, global.com. It's on the website. Okay, we're back at the broadcast. Carl has three directions he wants to give us before we close it out with Carl, and ISBN numbers as well to get the books. Carl, go ahead.
Yes, sir. There's a book called The Nation at War. It was authored by Arthur A. Stein, and it's put out by the John Hopkins University Press. It's copyright 1980. ISBN number is 0-8018-2441-9.
Okay, say that again slower.
Okay, ISBN 0-8018-2441-9.
Okay.
The next book is a book called Pacific Shift, and it's by William Irwin Thompson. It's copyrighted in 1985. And the ISBN number is 087156-750-4.
Okay, once again, slower.
ISBN
0-87156-750-4. Okay.
The third book is an older book, and you may be able to find it on eBay or one of those other internet sites. It's Library of Congress catalog number is 60-6112, and it's copyrighted 1960 by Goldwin Smith, and it's called The Heritage of Man.
Okay, now the Library of Congress number is significant for us to have?
Yes,
60-6112. 6112. Okay, and the title again?
It's The Heritage of Man.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes down through history and explains some of our history.
Okay.
This regurgitated tablum that we have of history has been bunk arranged by the New World Order people down through the ages as they endeavored to seize and control the whole world. And we're just on the brink of where they're going to make the final stab at it. You know?
Oh, boy. I understand.
Yeah, everybody can feel it. All you have to do is look around you at what's taking place. But please, please, people, when you look, don't be diverted by the diversions that they throw up. Look around behind the scenes and see what's going on.
What do you think about the chasing after George Bush and the indictment of George Bush?
That's all media hype and diversion to keep your attention focused on that piece of crap down there,
mm-hmm.
while the rest of the New World Order is being put into place.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a version. That's all it is.
I can't.
As is all of this nuclear war that we had to put up with the Cold War, it was all diversion. In fact, nuclear war would bring an end to one side or both sides of the warriors, and without the threat of war, they have no justification for what they're doing.
You know, I think about all this stuff I was watching over the weekend about the victory in Japan, and how, you know, they're going to cover this thing tonight probably about how we're going to invade Tokyo. Well, the dropping of the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki could have been taken care of very easily. They could have dropped an atomic bomb on Iwo Jima. They could have dropped an atomic bomb on Okinawa. And they could have saved countless thousands of lives.
If you will take the time to contact the Lyndon LaRouche organization, he has an article in one of his magazines of how the Japanese government and the emperor tried every way they could to surrender.
I believe that.
But the people around Truman said, no, we're going to go ahead and drop this bomb. And they did go ahead and drop the bomb. When the unconditional surrender of Japan was offered up by all the powers that be in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And it is part of the New World Order control and their Hegelian dialectic where they have the balance of power. Anytime you hear the balance of power, that means that they have two opposing powers set up that are strategically placed, and they have both the same amount of material and
okay, so the bottom line is, as the result of the atomic bomb droppings, what did we get?
Well, we destroyed people, innocent people.
No, but what did we get out of it, though?
We got nothing out of it.
We got the UN.
Well, certainly we did, but that was already in place.
Well, it was already in place behind the scenes, January 1st, 1942, but
yes.
The American people weren't going to accept it.
That's right.
Unless the atomic bombs happened to shut us up.
It's the same with 9/11, and they used that just like Hitler used the Reichstag fire.
There were people lobbying in Congress in July of 1945 saying, don't be a part of the UN, and they did this to shut them up.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Carl, I appreciate your help.
Chris, please do contact Michael B. Clark. I assure you he will enlighten you in things that you've always wondered about.
Okay.
Because he has done his homework.
We'll work on that.
Thank you so much, Carl. Have a great day, and I'll send you a little donation. I can't send much because I don't have much.
Everybody that sends a little bit is always a help. I appreciate it, Carl.
Thank you so much for allowing me to speak.
Thank you, my friend. Very, very good, and I appreciate it. And just a little bit out of Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated. Bear with me, callers. Known as the peace sign. You know what the peace sign looks like? Go to Gold Star's Family for Peace. It's a peace sign on top of a pentagram. Known as the peace sign throughout the 1960s into the present day. We'll do this paragraph and then take Vicki in Idaho. Roger, John, Phyllis, John. Oh, boy. We'll try and get you all in. I'm sorry. Stay with us. Welcome back to the broadcast. Called American Exposé, that number to support this broadcast. And listen, send your support to whatever host you like to support. That would be the logical thing to do here. Let's be democratic about this, huh? I hate that word, democracy. Send your donation to the network. Support whoever you want to support. If you don't want to support me, it's not going to break my heart. But send it to keep it rolling. In 2 weeks, if this doesn't work on my end, we'll gladly part, but that address is 1015 South May Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, and that pledge line is 800-313-9443. Sorry to keep doing this, but I have no choice. We have to do the right thing here, and I need to cover this peace sign. I apologize. It'd be nice to have 3 hours, but we work with two. Here we see from Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated by Kathy Burns. I use it often. Known as the peace sign throughout the 1960s into the present day, this symbol is the Teutonic ruin of death, or run of death, R-U-N-E. 1950s peace advocate Gerald Holtum may have been commissioned by communist sympathizer Bertrand Russell to design a symbol to unite leftist peace marchers in 1958. It is clear that either Holtom or Russell deemed the Teutonic or Neronic cross as the appropriate symbol for their cause. Quote, throughout the last 2,000 years, this symbol has designated hatred of Christians. Nero, who despised Christians, crucified the Apostle Peter on a crosshead downward. This hideous event resembled the Teutonic cross and became a popular pagan insignia of the day. Therefore, this sign became known as the Neronic cross. And there's more to this, and we'll cover it as we can. But what gold star, meaning a son has died with a gold star families for peace, which is the pentagram with the peace symbol in the center of the pentagram, is a pagan symbol, people, according to Kathy Burns, anyway. Let's go to Vicki in Idaho. Vicki, welcome to the show.
Hi, Chris.
Yes.
I have to say, you have me upset today, because every time I find a talk show host on the radio that is articulate and can tie up the pieces together, they somehow get pushed off the radio for lack of funding.
Well, yeah.
And
I'm sorry.
Well, I know. It's not your fault. I mean, you know, you're... but what I'd like people to know is that all of the outsourcing and the illegal immigration and all of that is being used intentionally to impoverish American citizens, and they're doing it for exactly this reason.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have money to be able to fight back, then you're pretty much helpless, which is kind of the situation that a lot of us are finding ourselves in. The reason we have the time to listen to the radio is because we've been pushed out of the job market.
Yes.
And
yes, I understand.
I was involved in another group that was the same way. You know, it was called the Rescue American Jobs. The problem was that all the people that belonged to it didn't have jobs, so they couldn't support the organization.
Mm-hmm.
It's a catch-22.
Ouch.
Yeah. So anyway, so all of your listeners, I would just like them to know, if you're working, if you still have a job, please support this program. You know.
Thank you.
We've got to keep it on the air because we have to let people know, because the UN is the heart of darkness. And I do believe that the State Department is actually the department of our government that is running our government.
Yes.
And I think they're traitors. They're traitors to our country. And everything that is happening in our country, you can tie back to one of the UN programs, from the cultural cannibalization to the loss of jobs to the theft of property rights, water rights, just every single one of them.
Yes.
So anyway, that's my soapbox for the
day. I appreciate your words of wisdom, Vicki.
Okay.
Well
thank
stated.
You.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Her website, listeners, Vicki's website is channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. You ought to look at it. Channelingreality.com. She puts a lot of effort into that website. It will be a partner site to ours once I connect with Darren. Channelingreality.com is her website. Roger in Pennsylvania, welcome to the broadcast, Roger.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry about that. Thank you, Chris. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, the best show on the network, I mean, with the sole exception of Statmiller's, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you just hate that false modesty. And your show is very good indeed. I just...
I just had a lot of experience to do it, that's all.
And of course, it's not you and me that are important, right? It's the ideas, really, of course, and the activities that are reported on.
Right.
That's really the important thing. I don't want to go self-devolved so much, but it's kind of like I like to flatter myself, or I certainly steal some of your phrases and like to flatter myself that I heard elements of mine and things you say at times. But I think, you know, I call in on your show regularly, and I think I'm kind of the worst kind of call, like didactic, tedious, tautological. And I hear elements of that in you,
mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure it's not the best thing. I certainly don't need encouragement on that score. my head's fat enough as it is, even though I've never had an original thought in my life, I figure.
Well, you do your best.
Well, I do try to do my best. It's really fun when I'm hearing the local morning shows with some of these real knuckleheads. It's really easy to sound impressive when you have somebody that even exceeds my own vast ignorance.
I understand.
Because, you know, they just love to get these liberals on, of course.
Mm-hmm.
They never really oppose the ideas so much. They just do a surface dismissal there, even. Oh, by the way, there's a last week, Wednesday-ish, Point of View had a chaplain on who would, be, I think, be very good to get on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the archive. I forget his name. What? Anyway, again, through Colonel Ron Ray,
mm-hmm.
would be the contact, I believe. Anyway,
yeah.
Now one of 70-some chaplains where, of course, Christianity is more officially deemed an incompatible with U.S. military service, rather officially,
mm-hmm.
because this chaplain was talking about how, you know, his senior chaplain was telling me you can't preach these exclusive or divisive sermons, you know, stuff like you must be born again,
uh-huh.
and you can't preach on Romans such and so, you know, this is a party line. And then he's also a troublemaker because he had a hard-working Jewish serviceman that when it was a half a year going on to a year, he's a troublemaker because he tried to get him kosher MREs.
Let me ask you something. Are you doing any research into Agenda 21 yourself?
Not much beyond, I read the Codex stuff and some other UN stuff, but not real deep.
Have you read the 40 chapters of Agenda 21?
No.
Well,
get off the net,
do you think you can go to my website and read it and see what you think of it and comment about that? Because honestly, all these diversions are they're wasting time. You know, this Agenda 21 is 13 years into implementation.
Oh, I know. It's very heavy on the...
Everybody needs to get on these talk shows, not mine, but others.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was singing to the choir. And,
other networks. You got to just go on these other networks and say, what do you know about Agenda 21? Just ask these guys, what do you know about Agenda 21? Go on Art Bell's show. What do you know about Agenda 21? And if somebody else will pick up on it, they'll start doing this. And this is what's going to make a difference. Anybody can punch in Agenda 21 on a search engine. And this is a paramount problem right now.
I actually managed to get on that worthless Ron Insana on Saturday.
I don't know anything about it.
Did I hear even one of my fellows that call in here back up and build on anything? No.
Well, that's the trouble.
So, it's fine to sing to the choir and such, but, you know my sentiments here, and God bless you all.
Thank you, Roger. I appreciate your call. Listeners, you've got to get, and I'm not trying to pounce on anybody when I say this. I was angry at myself on May 1st, amazingly enough. It dawned on me on May 1st, after I finished my show at 2 in the morning, I said, gee, this is Agenda 21. And I started looking at it and researching it, and I just kept talking about it for 13 days. And man, there's that number 13. May 13th is when I left Genesis out of frustration because it's so obvious what's being done here. It's just downright obvious. And this is it. It's Agenda 21. It's so easy to find today, people. So easy to find. Let's move to John in New York. John, welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for taking me. Just a couple things. I've got a son. He's out of the military for a couple weeks, and he's headed for Cuba.
Oh, God.
But he's totally brainwashed, and I've shown him, like, the Beyond Treason.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've talked to him for forever now, and it's just he just doesn't believe that the military is being coerced. And also, I heard last week on the Power Hour, there was a gentleman that his grandfather was part of the controlling forces that took care of the... I want to say the alternate army that was marching on Washington for not getting their benefits.
Mm.
And he said some of the troublemakers were loaded into railroad train cars and taken down to the swamps in Florida and shot. And I didn't know if anybody else out there has any backup information for that. And, you know, like you say, everything's a big diversion. We really need to be preparing. As far as, you know, did Bush do this? Didn't he do this? I mean, Japan already sentenced him to wars against humanity.
Herbert Walker Bush.
And
his daddy.
You know, the whole crew, they're all together. So
been that way for years.
Why are we arguing stupidity and dumb points? And it's just redundant. And again, it's just all one big cover-up, and we need to act on it. As far as being taken over, I mean, we've already got UN troops in our designated forests that are no-fly zones. I mean, you got to just, if you're not awake, it's too late.
We've got aerial spraying that's been going on. Keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Carnicom.com is the best website for that. Carnicom.com. I'm sorry, but it's just the way it is. I've seen it. You've seen it. And they're killing us off. Endangered species are up. And invasive species are us.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, I realize I'm just reiterating for you, but
I appreciate it, John.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your help. I hope you do support the network with your help, because that's what's needed. We have 2 weeks to make it happen here on my end, and that's your responsibility. My responsibility is to help you understand the big picture in place. So if you want to support this broadcast, my show, 1015 South May Street, Suite 100 is the address, 1015 South May Street, Suite 100. Round Rock, Texas, 78664, 78664. We move to John in North Carolina. John, welcome.
Thank you, Chris.
Yes.
I couldn't get on when Joan Bion was on the other day, and I had something on the sustainable development that I really wanted to mention to you.
Good, good. Let's hear it. That's Agenda 21, by the way, listeners.
Yes.
Go ahead.
What I don't ever hear mentioned, and I'm sure you're aware of it. I just haven't ever heard it mentioned on there myself. But in the scientific end of this thing, the first law of thermodynamics states that nothing is created nor destroyed, but only changes form. And the second law of thermodynamics, which is called entropy, states that as it changes form, it can only change from a more usable to a less usable state.
Mm-hmm.
Which basically debunks anything to do with sustainability. Nothing mm-hmm. can be sustained. It's all passing away, as Jesus said in the Bible, that everything is passing away, and he's going to roll it up as a scroll and change it all. So this whole thing, I think a lot of people are buying into sustainability because it sounds good, and it
mm-hmm.
gives them a hopeful future here on this earth.
Well, the propaganda machine works very well.
Yeah.
And
really
look at how our students are being brainwashed and indoctrinated there.
Yeah.
Very, very obvious.
Yes. Well, I just wanted to throw that in.
Okay, John.
I think that people need to understand the absolute impossibility and absurdity of the whole Agenda 21 and sustainable future and all that. I mean, it just cannot be according to scientific law. And you just never hear that law mentioned much.
Good for you.
Give me the spelling on your name so I can send some money into you. I can't pick up consonants on the short way very good, and
you can spell my first name, Chris, right? C H R I S.
Yeah.
Last name Gerner, G E R N E R. G E R N E R.
Okay.
And you got that address?
Yeah. Will a couple hundred dollars give you any help, though?
$200 will help. $200 a month will help. If everybody did $200 a month, everybody'd be happy at the network.
Okay, we're all kind of poor, but I'll send you what I can.
Thank you very, very much, John.
Okay.
I do appreciate it.
Yeah.
For our country, I appreciate it. I'm here for our country. I'm here for you. I'm not here for me. I don't need a big ego, listeners. I've done the best I could all my life, made many mistakes like everyone else has. I'm at a point where I'm very comfortable with what I've done. I've had some adventures that I wouldn't trade for the world. Some outstanding adventures that no one else could ever duplicate. And I'm so happy to be alive to think about them from the past. But we need support for this to continue. In 2 weeks, we'll make a decision, and we'll part friends if it doesn't work. And it's that simple. And then I'll be on the other network just 1 hour, 9 to 10, Monday through Friday. However, Darren does Monday and Friday. Darren Weeks, that does the website. He's very good. Does lots of information. Has lots of information. Does lots of documenting. Darren Weeks. Let's go to John in Arkansas. John, welcome to the show.
I really like your show a lot.
Thank you.
I would appreciate it if you would talk to John Stadtmuller regarding this conversation so that I don't have to call him up again. I've never talked to him, but if you'd pass this on, I'd appreciate it. I'm going to state the obvious here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People work 9 to 5, okay? That's when they're working, like right now. That's where they're working.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go home and they eat dinner and et cetera, et cetera. You know, the best time to be on the shortwave, now you could do this either live or you could do a rebroadcast. Alex Jones does a rebroadcast of his morning show in the evening.
Guess what?
Okay.
That used
to
be my airtime, you know.
I know, and that's when, for instance, you take the Jackie Patrick show. I'm not a great fan of that, but I listen to it a lot because it's awfully convenient, okay? I don't listen to Coast to Coast AM because it's on at midnight, for crying out loud, okay?
All right, now stay with us, John. We're going to commercial pause. You're the last call of the day.
Okay.
We'll pick you up on the other side. Agenda 21, listeners, it is the problem. 13 years into implementation. We'll cover that this week some more. Stay with us. We will return with John in Arkansas. Okay, listeners, we're back with the broadcast called American Exposé. Whatever donation you want to send to whoever you want to send the donation for, if you want to send it for me, you want to send it for another broadcaster on this network, put their name down on the donation that you send to let them know where the money is to be directed. You know, if I'm not needed on the network, I won't do this. And it's not going to break my heart. It's only going to be your loss. The peace symbol, also called the broken cross, crow's foot, witch's foot, Nero cross, sign of the broken Jew, and the symbol of the Antichrist is actually a cross with the arms broken. It also signifies the gesture of despair and the death of man. That's the peace symbol, listeners. According to Kathy Barnes, Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated. Okay, John, back to you, my friend.
Okay, let me just kind of boil this down if I can.
Yeah.
You know, John's always talking about how he's got to get more listenership, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you right now that the weekends, on the weekends, and especially primetime weekend evenings, there is nothing to listen to on the short wave
uh-huh.
in terms of Patriot type stuff, and there isn't a lot to listen to in the evenings. And if it's not convenient for people to have their shows, broadcast them live, then if you could rebroadcast them, that would be great. That would be my suggestion. For instance, I used to listen to Tom Valentine every Sunday night, and then he went off the air, and now there's hardly anything to listen to anymore.
That's a good idea, except for one thing.
Yeah.
Wherever you rebroadcast on shortwave radio,
mm-hmm.
it's still going to cost the same amount of money.
Oh, I know that. I know. So unfortunately, you'd have to do a repeat show. I mean, it would cost money to do that. But that's all I'm saying is the weekend is a vast wasteland in terms of Patriot Radio. And in the evening, you know, for instance, if you already listened to Alex Jones during the day, you don't want to listen to him again at night. And I listen to Dr. Stan at night. But we could have a lot more variety in the evening. People are working 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Then they go home and eat dinner and.
Yeah.
Maybe at 7 o'clock, they're ready to listen to the radio, and there's no point. Even John Stanton's show, 4 to 6, that's a lousy time. People are working.
I understand. You got to do what you have to do with what's in place, and that's a good point to consider.
Yeah, all I'm saying is if you folks could broadcast when people are free to listen, first off, it would be more convenient for people, obviously, who are not at work and have free time. And secondly, during those times I mentioned, you have less competition.
I'm sure they'll take that into account, John. I appreciate your call.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well stated, and I understand the dilemma of the programming, and I hate to even use that word programming anymore. Because of mind control and things like this. So lots of words that I used to use, gay used to be a word I used to use, not anymore. So see how things have changed into this 21st century. It's the agenda for the 21st century. We'll get into this with more detail as time progresses, but we've got 2 weeks to get my shortwave bill taken care of. It's your responsibility, listeners. Make sure you let them know that it's for my broadcast. 1015 South May Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. One of my supporters has been very supportive. I don't want to burden him. I don't want to take advantage, listeners. It's everybody's responsibility to support this network. Otherwise, I will gladly step down. That's it. Stay tuned for John and the rest of the broadcast today on Republic Broadcasting. Good afternoon.